Hey, DGB sisters! Welcome to another show, Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond show! Yay! And today I have Susan with us, and Susan, I'll have you introduce yourself in just a moment. But so glad that you're here. And my name is Donna Rudowitz. I run a company called A New Day. We are a global women's organization dedicated to women's health and what I would say wealth of spirit, mind, body, and soul. And our flagship program is Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond. It is our 12-week rapid transformational coaching program that Susan was a part of. And yes, she's here today to graciously extend her time to be with us here in DGB in this conversation, because the transformation that happened with Susan was so beautiful and so profound that was in her heart. She's got stuff to share, right? And that's what we're all about. We're all about paying it forward, doing things outside of the box, right? Stepping and always trying new things. So Susan, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, my name is Susan English. I'm 65 years old. I don't feel 65, though.
You don't look 65 either.
But I am. And I got divorced about 10 years ago. And if you read my bio, it said my quote is, when God closes one door, he opens another. But it's hell in the hallway.
That's right.
And I lived hell in the hallway until the day I came across Donna on Instagram. I couldn't find my way out of that damn hallway. And I tried every time I turned, try to do something different. I was banging into walls. I felt like I was in the dark.
Yeah.
I lived there for so long, and I had my biggest fear I actually witnessed. And the fear was in my mind and the event was in my mind. What I saw, I read as my ego took over. My ego took over my body. It took over my mind. I couldn't think straight.
It's all the stories, right? It's the stories,
oh my God,
and the meanings and all of these scenarios, these end of day scenarios that we have in our mind.
And it was absolutely my worst nightmare that I always fear would happen. And I was actually thought I was witnessing it.
Yep.
And it just, I was pretty much diagnosed as a nervous breakdown.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I called my girlfriend right away. My one girlfriend on the bus, as we like to say.
Yes, who's on our bus?
That's it. And she's it. She's always, Jen's always there for me. And she quickly found, she's a guidance counselor, and she found a psychologist for me. And I went, but I knew it wasn't the right place for me. That little voice inside said,
yep,
this is not it. This isn't it. And I had gone to Jamie about four times. And then September, I was scrolling, taking care of my granddaughters in the morning, and they had just left for school. And I was scrolling through Instagram, and Donna came up, Divorced Gracefully and Beyond. And I went, ooh, that's interesting. Let me look into this. And I listened to you on
the mastermind, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
I took the quiz. I listened to podcasts, and every podcast, I think I listened to three or four, and I kept saying, oh my God, I felt like that. Oh my God, that's how I feel. Oh my God, somebody else feels like, I didn't know that. And so I booked a call. And the most amazing thing was, when you called, it was you on the other end of the phone. And that's the first thing I said, oh my God, I didn't expect to hear your voice. I thought it would be somebody that would answer you.
Yes.
And you and I had about an hour long conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you told me, I explained everything that had happened to me and what was going on. And I was absolutely at my wit's end. I just didn't want to live like this anymore. I just didn't want to do it. I had just retired. There was no place left for me to hide or bury myself.
That's right. No over, like that over independence or that overachieving. Nope. Yeah.
And for about 5 months, from April to August, one event after another led me to this breakdown. And I can see it.
Your breakdown to your breakthrough is what I'm thinking.
And that's exactly it. And I'll tell you, my one daughter was so upset, and she just shared this with me not too long ago. She said, Ma, I thought it was my fault that I did this to you, because I encouraged you to go. And I said to her, honey, you don't realize you weren't the cause of it. God was using you. God used you as an instrument to help me. If you had never done what you did, I wouldn't be better. And my kids all say to me, Ma, I can't believe the change in you. I cannot believe the change in you. But it never would have happened.
That's right.
And I could see in her, she goes, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Samantha, you were God's hands
in
all of this. And I will be forever grateful to you for being that.
Yes.
And I look forward to those calls every single week. On Mondays, I would listen to it at night because I'd have my granddaughters. But on Thursdays, when I could sit and just listen, in the beginning, I didn't even turn on my camera.
So many people do that. And for those of you who are wondering what Susan is talking about, in the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond program, every week we have two group Q&A calls or coaching calls, right? So they're led by coaches, by either Coach Jackie or myself. And that's where all of us sisters, because what you're explaining to me, Susan, and I think this is what is so meaningful and so impactful, is that we are not the coach for everybody. What we do is somewhat unconventional. It's not like traditional therapy. We're bringing in multitude of different tools. And some people aren't ready for that level of work. But for who it is ready for, it's like a perfectly orchestrated symphony. We
Absolutely.
Just fit. And it's like your home.
Yes.
Right? And it's like your home.
And it was listening to you and listening to Jackie, but I can remember one woman talking about how she feared her children wouldn't love her as much as they loved the husband's new girlfriend. Yes. I went, oh my God, that's me.
Yep. And that's the view. That's the beauty, Susan. And this too, sorry to interrupt you, but I think
you're good.
So important, because this, what Susan is saying, if you're aligning to what Susan is saying, it is what I felt also. And that's the value. And this is the reason why. And I implore you, if you're listening to this, because I'm really getting these past few days, Susan, right? Mm-hmm. Even just thinking about this conversation that we're having, I am getting such a soul calling and such a soul journey to really become the leading edge or the voice in helping women like you and like me really break through the barriers that put us in this, what we call a nervous breakdown, right? Because that's what happens. Like we just, your body just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You hit the wall. You literally hit the wall. And what happens is, for some women, therapy is a very good tool because they need therapy in the sense it gives them an awareness and an understanding. And, and I'm not bashing therapy.
Right.
But when it's time to heal the trauma from the past on the quantum level, you know this, we are badass women.
Absolutely.
We're healing on the quantum level. And we're not allowing the story that our brain is feeding us to be true, right? Yeah. We're honoring it, but we're not allowing it to be true. And we're learning the tools in order to create and really command and manifest the life we want. Mm-hmm. This is the relationship coaching, and the model that DGB uses is not by accident. It's 20 years in the making and it is precise. There's not one thing in the DGB model that is not there without it being precise. And one of the key points is the sisterhood, is the community, is coming on those Q&A calls, because that's exactly what happens. When you see a woman who comes to the table and has a question, and then I coach her, and she gets this awareness, because we're part of this energetic vortex, we're part of the same hive and tribe, as her cellular imprint is changing, guess what? So is yours.
Yes.
So going to one-to-one therapy doesn't work. Because you're just going to the therapist, and what you're doing is you're just mixing a pot of soup that is just insidious of grief and of pain, and that's all we're creating.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I had a reel that would go through my head, and it would just play over and over, and I would dream about it, and I could not get this out of my head.
Yes.
And when I did the module on forgiveness,
I just
meditated on, dear God, please release this from me. I don't want him in my head anymore. I'm tired of him living rent-free in my head.
Yep. He's squatting in your brain. It's time for him to go.
But I can't remember what the reel is now that used to play.
Mm.
Honest to God, I don't even remember what it is.
That's because, and by the way, Coach Jackie is saying hi to us. Hi, Coach.
I love Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
She's in the chat. But the reason why you don't remember the reel is because you have reprogrammed your brain literally on the cellular blueprint level. That reel is gone. You've created a brand new reel, and you can't unlearn the brand new reel. Right. It's now you cannot not think about positivity. Like, this is what I think. We're not saying that life doesn't come with challenges, and we're not saying that life doesn't come with our share of things we have to work through, because life is life, and it's going to bring that to the table. Right. But the difference is where our mindset is and where quantum level we're operating.
Right.
We're moving at such a fast-paced speed towards creating and living the life that is in our heart. Yeah. And biggest part, you and I spoke about this before in the green room, I like to say, in the green room, we spoke about when we get out of our own way, we let God come in and take over. Man, that's where we go.
And that's, you know, and I find those parking spaces all the time now.
Yes.
Usually I park farther away because I want to be able to get some exercise in. But I find those parking spaces too. And I loved your story yesterday.
Oh my God.
Like, hey, you can have it. I love that.
I was like, you know what? Have my spot. It's the least thing that I could do. And you know what ended up happening? I ended up doing right after that Facebook Live, right? Because I was parked on the side of the street. Right after that ended, I went back down, pulled in the parking lot, and there's another spot opened right up for me. I'm like, of course it would, right? And that was it.
I'm telling you. Well, I had a breakthrough. I started to tell you last week or so when you started the 7 days.
Yep, the 7-day love challenge.
And the first love challenge was, remember a good or bad experience and analyze it. And I started thinking about the day that I told my ex, you have to leave, you have to go. And it was like, oh my God, Susan, this is not your fault. It all came rushing back as to why I told him he had to leave. And when we were doing, when I was in the courses with you, there was a mantra that came up that worked for me. And I remember you starting to say something and then you held off. And it was so I could learn this on my own. And it was, I forgive you for not being the husband I needed you to be. And you started to say, you wanted to say, it's not your fault, but you needed me to find that out.
Yes.
Well, when I wrote 3 pages on it, and I was like, oh my God, it was like I felt the light bulb go off. You could hear the angel singing.
And it really is that. It really is, because it is the work we do. And I love that you have the explanation of this, because so many women really need to hear this.
But wait a minute, this is the best part. Are you ready? When this happened, I looked at the time. 111.
What I was going to say, either 111 or 333. Of course it's 111.
I went, there you go. I knew I was in the right spot.
Yeah. That's the divine blueprint, right? Yeah. So let's think about where you were versus where you are, right? So before DGB, at the point of, and I was there too, I understand the feeling.
Yeah.
Being in the hallway like a pinball machine, you can't find the door. You just can't. Right. It's like a wave that just keeps hitting, and you get up and there's another wave that keeps coming, and then you get up and there's another wave, right?
Yeah.
Versus now at a point of what I like to say, oh my gosh, I hope that there's no little ears in the room, right? But it's like our badass status.
You got it.
Right? Like we are owning and commanding our status that we're free of what I would say the toxic junk that tried to, it's like an alien.
It was definitely my ego that was trying to protect me and just pushing everything else away. And it's funny, I'm reading a book right now called The Last Book You'll Ever Need to Read for Law of Attraction.
I love the title. Yeah.
And in there, it talks about how your ego is all about the fear. And now I just talk to my ego and say, when that memory comes in, I say, that's not protecting me.
Nope.
That's not it. That's the part that does the damage. I need to move beyond that. And as people must think I'm crazy talking to myself, but it's what I need to do to work my way through.
I'm laughing. I think we need DGB sister sweatshirts that say, if I'm talking to myself, I don't need to go to an insane asylum. I'm a DGB sister.
Exactly.
Because I talk to myself in the supermarket. I'm like, you know, yeah. Absolutely not.
Driving in the car, people must think like, what is she, crazy?
I'm a DGB sister. I talk to myself.
I've taken down my old mantras and I put new ones up. And one of them is how to calm my ego.
Yep.
And I love that because my ego will jump in. I can feel it jump in. And I remember Katie saying, you can feel it in your chest. And I can.
You can.
And I'll say, oh, that's my ego. And actually, I start to laugh because I recognize it. And the most important thing is now I have the tools that I need to work through it. I know I can live in that feeling. Okay, come on, bring it on. Let me feel it. What's bothering you? I can hear you talking to me and saying, okay, what is it? Why do you feel like that?
Yep.
Why is it there? What are you afraid of?
Yep.
And in 90 seconds, it does subside.
Yep. And it's gone. And the beautiful part about it, it's gone. So what again, going back to the old way, old way is I'm going to avoid it. I'm going to resist it. I'm going to
run from it.
I don't have time for it. Right. I'm going to run from it.
I don't want to feel that hurt, that pain. No. You're
but
so
you know what ends up happening?
Yeah.
It gets swept under the carpet until one day it's an elephant in the room. Like you cannot not.
It's the monster that lives within you that you're so afraid of until you face it.
And this is where you and I had the same journey on that. But I also want to put it out there to women who are listening to this. You do not have to wait till the elephant is in the room to do the work.
Nope.
Do the work before it becomes the elephant in the room, right? Because that's what I think now that I know, right, is smart, intelligent, successful women. Now we could look forward. We could actually project because the work you did in DGB, and this is what I love, what I love where you are right now. Like you said, you will have those tools forever. It's rinse, wash, repeat. Because you're literally a new cellular being. 100%.
Yes.
Top to bottom, in and out, left to right, all over.
Absolutely.
But what happens is, because we get the rapid transformation in 3.5 months, you have what I call momentum, right? So you're building up momentum. You're building up momentum. So even when you take your foot off the gas pedal a little bit, you still have momentum, right?
You do.
And you have forward momentum forever now because you're part of the what I call this river, right? Which is flow. And life doesn't have to be difficult and things don't have to be hard and arduous. Is that we can really solve problems and show up and command in such a beautiful, easy, peaceful way. But what's happening is because you've had this forward momentum, stuff in the real world, like what we call the 3D world, right?
Yes.
In the quantum physics, it's already taken care of. But in the 3D world, stuff will present itself and you'll address it and it will move away. And then it will present and it'll address it and move away. And what ends up happening is you realize it goes, you'll have months or years at some point where there's nothing to address because you've cleared it out.
Yeah. And for a long time, I would say right at the end, when I ended, I think it was the day of the Christmas party.
Oh, that's December. Right. Yes. Yes.
That was my last day.
I remember that. Yes. I do remember that. Yes.
And I can remember like around Christmas. Christmas is always a tough time. It was much better this year. It really was because I set my boundaries. No, I'm not having Christmas with him. I don't care. I'm really sorry. But if he's going to be there, let me know. It's not a problem. I'll figure it out another day.
That's right. I am making a decision. And we got to stay here because this is so important too.
Yes.
Is your sanctity of your soul. Is that my soul and the sanctity of my peace is I am going to fiercely protect this. And I'm not asking anyone to change their plans. I'm not asking you to agree with me. And I'm not asking you for permission.
Right.
What I'm asking you is information. If he's going to be there, I will not.
I will not be there.
It's drama free, right?
Because
women, you know, and this is something that going back to the thought, what is it about women? And I'm not saying all, I'm just saying many of us.
Right.
We're very tied to the drama of things, like making it so much bigger than it really
is.
We lose that emotional, that plug, and we objectively just look at it. Look how easy it could be.
Yeah. And I know that and the whole time, that those 10 years, I really didn't want to be around him, but because it, my girls would say, Mom, please, this is important to us. And I would give into it because I wanted to protect my children. The other big aha I had when I started this was, hey, my children aren't children anymore. They're all are grown adults and they have to make their own decisions. And that's something I learned from you too.
And they get to make their own decisions.
And they make their decisions. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I have to be okay with that. That's just the way that it is. And
well, actually, that's the biggest gift I think we could give our children as a parent is we're giving them the availability to do this thing called life.
Mm-hmm.
And to make their decisions, make choices.
Right. And I just, after this happened in August at my granddaughter's third birthday, mind you, I said no more. I'm done with being disrespected. And that's all it's ever been.
Because you set new standards.
Yes, I absolutely set new standards and I'm done. And I told the kids, you do, I don't even want to talk about them. I don't want to know. I don't want to know anything about him. Enjoy yourself when you're with him. That's great. He's your father. You're supposed to do all that. But please don't expect me to be part of it. Now, my youngest is getting married in September. So, you know what? I'm just working up to knowing that that little bit of, I can feel my ego, that fear coming in because when I saw him and his girlfriend, that was the first time at that birthday party and this happened. So that fear is trying to come back and I just keep talking.
Well, it's a familiar feeling that we're just not going to allow in.
That's exactly right. And you know, it's funny because I pick up on the familiar feelings. And I said, oh, look at that. There it is. But it doesn't have the same impact. I can feel it here in my chest, but it doesn't have the same impact in my head. Joe Dispenza, really reading about him and Esther and Jerry Hicks, but all the other, the TED Talks, everything that are involved in the modules, you find one that clicks with you. Louise Hay, there are things in there. I was like, oh my God, there was an exercise of how to deal with anger. Oh my God, it was.
It's amazing how it
feels. Amazing.
Like, you're like, because again, it feels like, wow, this is it. This is what I
need. Yes. Yeah. And that, you know, that whole idea of bringing that emotion out, don't bury it, bring it up, feel what it is. It's like, my God. And it just releases.
So what would you say to the woman who is at your point where she's just in the hallway, back and forth, ping-ponging? What advice would you give her?
The advice I would give her is if you have ever seen the movie, The Wizard of Oz, and when Dorothy opens that door and goes into Munchkin Land and that brilliant color, that's what DGB did for me.
That is such a beautiful, no one has ever said that way, but Susan, that is such a beautiful part of my heart that I can actually see it. It's like we're living in this black and white land and we're part of this world. We're in it, but we're not in it. It's like we're living in the shell. And then all of a sudden it's like spectrovision, color.
And it's just brilliant. And the other thing that I relate to that movie, and it's not one of my favorite movies, but you always had it.
Yes.
The light is inside of us.
Oh my God, Susan. I'm going to share this because I'm going to blow the top off what we're talking about today.
Yeah, the light, it's all, you've always had it.
Always.
You just need to tap back into it. You got to remember who you
always
are.
And I know that's my main goal in DGB. And I don't really share this a lot, but my main goal is for the women who come into Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond and part of the sisterhood, because the truth of the matter is out of billions of people in this world, our souls connect.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Our souls find each other. And when you're here, I know, and I've been divinely downloaded this information. I feel the more and more I do this work, the more and more it just resonates with my soul.
Yeah.
The more and more I'm leading and coaching and training is that's what I think about is how can I get my sister, this lovely soul in front of me, who's always had the spark, whose light has never gone out. You've always had it. However, the scales of life, the divorce, mm-hmm. the anger, the frustration, the betrayal, yeah. the narcissistic abuse,
all of it.
Put it in, just pile it on, right? Yeah. And even when you think it can't get any worse, pile it some more on because it can. Right? But at that point, it's like, what is it? What tools do you need?
Yeah.
What tools can I give you to ignite your soul? Because this is what you're experiencing right now is an ignited soul. Once your soul is ignited, it's like this butterfly that you're like, boop, you're free to, you know, to run this world. And what's nice is you get to be the Susan in your life that's at peace, that's at love with herself, mm-hmm. that's enjoying life, that is having experiences, like we're actually having fun, right? Like yes. even little things like parking spots and understanding mm-hmm. different connections we're making. Like we're living life again. We're also showing our family, being the model, right, to our family. And that the world needs you, Susan, to be at your highest vibrational frequency you could possibly be. Because how could you be part of this world and do God's work or universe work, whatever you want to say, if you're not ignited, if you're barely surviving?
Yeah, and that's how I felt. I wasn't living. I was basically surviving.
Surviving, yeah.
And this has brought me to being alive again, to taking chances, to taking risks, to trust in myself. You're a smart woman. What are you doing? You can do this. You don't have to be that beat up child.
Don't you feel like that? I'm loving this part because I just was, this is exactly like you wake up and you think about, what in the world was I tolerating for so long?
And you know,
I don't tolerate that anymore.
When I was growing up, 1976, when I was 18 years old, if I was married, I couldn't get my own credit card. It had to be in my husband's name. So in the 60s and 70s, when I grew up, the men still were the ones in charge. I was lucky enough to go to college because my mother kept saying, you know, you can go. And I went at 22 to 26. But it was still teaching. And, you know, that was a secondary job. And, you know, well, that secondary job put my ex through law school. I drove 40 minutes back and forth, 4 pregnancies. I mean, I did the work. I did my job.
Yep.
And the more I did, the worse it got. And I forgot all that.
Yep.
And this is what made me, every day I peel back layers. It just keeps getting better. And I thank you because you gave me my life back and I will never forget it. Well, and you are my gratitude every single day. You are my blessing. You are my angel.
I'm speechless. There's no words for that because that's food to my soul, is knowing that I somehow answered the call to do this work. You answered the call to do the work, and together, because I believe we honestly need each other. It's my honor to coach you. It's my honor to guide you because I didn't, you know, even when I was downloading, and again, you could say universe, God, source,
right.
I was putting everything together. I had no idea what I was putting together. I really didn't.
Right.
I mean, I did because I'm a therapist. So I'm always, and you know me, that I am professional to the T. Like I am not just going to throw my sign up. And if I am going to work with someone, it means that I have the skills to do so. Right.
Exactly.
And so that professionalism. However, you know, sometimes things are given to you, but you're not sure how they're all going to piece together. Right. Yeah. And then all of a sudden this beautiful thing gets created. And Coach Jackie could attest to this because we're on the other side. You guys don't see this, but we're rooting you on. And we're like, look, she got her first like breakdown today. And we're like, woo, because we know. And sooner or later, you're going to have that, you know, that you're going to the breakdown, right, to the breakthrough. And we're cheering you on and we're seeing. And we're like, it's like little popcorn. We're like just about to pop, right? Like,
and the other thing is when you're in a wobble and you're just about to make that breakthrough, it's like, well, do I really want to continue? Is this really working? And then, bam, it happens.
And that's the reason why, again, whether DGB is the place for you as your coaching container or you find another place, but that's the value. That's why women, if you are smart and you are intelligent and you are going this ping pong thing and therapy isn't giving you where you need to go, then you need to come to Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond. Because what happens...
Have a conversation,
right? Because the reason why so many women, and I see this time and time again, and I also experienced it myself for a long period of time, 10 years, to be quite honest, was this level of, I would get to a certain point of this movement, and then something would happen, and I would say, oh, is this really worth it? Is it really working? And I would give up. Yeah. And it would be 3 feet before gold. And that's why we always say to you in the program, You may feel like giving up, and I'm going to honor you for that. Like we're going to honor you, but guess what? We're not allowing you to.
I hear that voice. You know, you got to be close to something because you feel like giving up. You got to be close. So I got to just keep going.
And you do. And that's the thing.
I did.
Yep. You know, there was a woman who I was at a speaking engagement a couple of weeks ago. And I was talking about women in business and how to develop a sense of intuition. And it was a really amazing, or how to use the intuitive side in business. Right. And it was quite amazing. And I remember this one woman was saying she was a marathon runner, right? And it was one of these, not just a regular marathon, it was like a super marathon where you run like a ridiculous amount of miles.
Right.
But just for example purposes, let's say it was 30 miles. She got to mile 29 or something, and she just hit the wall. Right. She just fell down, hit the wall. She's like, I can't. And this guy was right behind her and said, what are you doing? And she's like, I can't do it. He's like, get up. You're going to go across the finish line. He's like, is your family on the finish line? She's like, yeah. He's like, I will carry you. And he did. He carried her literally to the finish line. He let her go and said, you go first. She crossed the finish line, and then he went across the finish line. Yeah. That's the value of coaching. You will drop to your ground and you will say, I cannot go on. And you won't if you don't have a coach to say, I am going to pick you up and I'm going to carry you to that finish line. But then I'm going to let you go. You're going to walk that finish line by yourself. And then I'm going to come right behind you.
Yeah. And right. Let me tell you, Jackie is amazing.
Yep.
I've talked to her. She's amazing. You.
Yep.
Are a saint. God lives inside of you for sure. Mm. And I see it. I can't wait for my alumni calls. I love them.
I know. And the alumni call plus, as part of, I mean, we just have to talk about this. As part of being a DGB sister, we get to travel the world together.
And go so excited.
And ready for Cancun, right? In June.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
This is where we're literally going to the most beautiful places in the world, because we're no longer available for anything less than exceptional.
Exactly.
But we go to these beautiful places where we're going to be pampered. We're going to be in the pool together, coaching. Yeah. You're going to be with your sisters hanging out. Yeah. It's going to be. Yeah, and my family comes. You're going to meet Ashley and Rebecca, and Jackie's going to be there. So
wonderful. I'm so looking forward to it.
We're really going to have fun.
It's going to be great. You are the savior of my life. I will never forget it.
My gosh. I just feel like, tell me more.
And Jackie,
I can't tell you how happy this makes me. Truly.
It really makes me happy too.
And I think I wrote this in an email today, right? So this is such perfect timing. So as a coach and as a leader, right, as I'm coaching and leading, I'm literally walking with you, right? So
you are.
When you don't have the power, I'm going to give you energy, and I'm going to give you guidance. I'm going to give you that. And I'm walking it with you, and I'm guiding you. And what happens is, as you know, when you're coaching or when you're in the moment, you're not quite looking at the outside. You're focused, right? And there are some days, like anything else, that are more tiring days than others, because there's just more energy that's expended. And that's why I'm all about, that's why I'm here in Delray, right? To recalibrate, to get the sun on my face,
I need it.
But what also is food for me is conversations like these, because it reminds me just how important this work is. And it reminds me just how many women's hearts have been broken and unnecessarily living in suffering.
Yes. And it's amazing to me, because as I listened to you the first time, as I listened to the other sisters, I kept hearing myself saying, oh my God, I feel like that. Yep. I'm like, ooh, I got to listen to this. And then I'll go back and I'll re-listen to it. My God, that's right. That's the answer I'm looking for. That's what I needed to hear.
It's amazing.
My daughter is going through a bad time. She's been through a very tough time. And I feed her all this and the books and everything. And it's making a tremendous difference for her. Yep.
You're now the conduit to that.
Yes.
Right? And truly, for those of you who are beginning or understanding the whole quantum leap and the quantum physics is, we are part of one consciousness. We are part of, that's why many women in DGB, as the energy raises, the same transformation will happen concurrently because we're all downloading from the field.
Yes.
We all are. We're all downloading from the field. And so when we could raise our vibrational frequency high enough to tap into that energetic power, mm-hmm. this is where you'll see one person receive it, then the next one, then the next one, the next one, because it's all, when one person has that experience. So mm-hmm. for instance, one person will have this breakthrough, right? Download from the field, the source, the yeah. field will download it into her 3D reality.
Yeah.
We'll experience it. But now what happens is as that field is downloaded, it's also uploaded, right? So now yes. as she's downloading and she experiences something at yes. a deeper or a higher level, because no experience has happened the same way twice. There's always something mm-hmm. learned. There's always something that we're giving back to. There's always a redeposit to yes. the download we received, right? So it's like yep, interest.
Absolutely.
You get the download, you receive it, and then you deposit it back to the field with interest. Now yeah. that's available for someone else in DGB who now all of a sudden will, whoop, it will come into her system because her energy level is where it needs to be. Then she will take that download and then she will
deposit it. How many times I saw that when we yeah. had coaching.
Right? Isn't it amazing? Oh,
and all of a sudden it's like, I needed to hear it. Jen needed to hear it, and Phyllis needed to, everybody needed to hear it. And we all went, oh my God. It yes. was like somebody had the guts to say it, and then
everybody needed to hear it.
We needed it. The people that were on the call needed yep. to hear that.
And that's exactly why I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm surprised, but not surprised, right? Because it happens every time. The yes. people who needed that information are on that call.
Every time.
And don't we, every week we end up like, oh my God, this was an amazing call, yes. such a great call. And then the next week it's like, we ended up another. And it's like, it just never stops because it really is that, right? It's this constant.
I mean, I can sit here right now talking to you and I know my vibration is very high. Just yep. talking to you.
Girl, we're going back and forth. So you're feeding me, I'm feeding you. And now today we're going to go have a kick-ass day. You know, go play that lottery. Right. Do something fun.
Absolutely.
We're going to do something really fun. So thank you, Susan, really, for taking your time. I cannot wait to see you in Cancun.
I can't wait to see you. Give you a big hug because you are my life. Let me tell you, your voice is there when I need you. And mm-hmm. that's the best thing I can say. When I hit a wobble, I just need to plug in to Donna and I know it's going to be fine.
My inner Donna, like we said, channel my inner Donna.
I channel her all the time.
Brenda is here and she says, thank you, ladies, for this inspiring call today. I have had a lot of coaching and I resonate with you on so many levels. In fact, all of your information, I understand. I filed the papers 8 months ago and now it's his turn to move forward. Brenda, congratulations. And
you
there's
go,
no
girl.
You are here listening to this conversation. Yep, and Susan, this is actually proof in the pudding because this is, again, in the green room.
Yes.
There's nothing scripted about this conversation. Susan and I didn't do any talk about what we were going to talk about. But what I did say to Susan is there's someone that's going to listen to this conversation that needed to listen to it.
Us.
Talk about instant manifestation.
There you go. Always, Donna. Always.
Well, Brenda, I'm so glad that you're here. So
if
those of you who are ready to do the work like Susan and myself, come join us at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond. And listen, I'm just going to put this out there, right? We are inviting you to reach the highest level of yourself. This requires commitment. It requires dedication. It's an investment in your time, in your energy, in your finances, but it's an investment. And let's think about this. Your return is you are creating a garden that you will be able to sow for the rest of your life. When you invest 3.5 months, you now have access mm-hmm. to a garden that is impervious to weather. It does not matter. You will be able to go and harvest your garden consistently with the best fruit, the best vegetables you could ever imagine forever.
That's it. Right? You just have to make the choice.
Yes. But the reason why I say this is you've got to be where Susan was. Like, I am in this place and I cannot be in this hallway anymore. Yeah. I can't be in this hallway anymore. Right.
Because, right.
And be ready for unconventional coaching.
Absolutely.
We're conventional.
One other thing, Donna, which is really important. Yeah. I remember you telling me, yes, this is a large investment. It's an investment in yourself, but yes, you will get it all back. I've gotten every dime back already. And this is in September.
And you're not even, it's like every dime, right?
Every dime I've gotten back.
Now what we're going to do, because we didn't even speak about this yet, because the first level is getting the initial investment back, okay?
Right.
And it can come in the weirdest ways, right?
But yes, incredible.
Now what I always like to say, and this is what I say, you could come into an agreement with a number, but now I'd like to have fun, and I look at 10 times my investment.
Absolutely.
10 times, because I call it 10X, right? Yeah. This is our 10X. We're going to 10X it, and it will come. So now you've already done the first half.
Yeah. Isn't that funny though? It happened in 4 months. It mm-hmm. was back in 4 months. It just came out of no place that I never would have thought of.
Yep.
Every dime is back.
Yep. Congratulations. And that, by the way, is certainty. And see, this is the reason why you're experiencing the fruit and the garden that you're experiencing. Is you may not have, when you first started, may not be sure of, okay, how am I going to do this? Or what does it look like?
Right.
However, even in the wobble, right, the certainty.
Yeah. Yes.
I refuse to tell, I will not allow any other option than plan.
No plan B.
There is no plan B. Not this in this part of our life. There's other areas.
Like other areas, maybe.
I always say this to my daughters. There's certain areas where good is good enough.
Yes.
There's certain areas where you have plan A, you have plan B, you have plan C. There's certain areas, right? So we're not saying this is the static rule. This is dynamic. But in this part of our life, the personal side, reclaiming our power, recovering our brilliance, there is no other option. Definitely. Plan A only. And plan A evolves. And then you go to plan A 2.0, plan A, 3.0, 4.0, 5.0.
And all of a sudden you recognize yourself in the mirror again.
Yes.
And you like yourself.
And you like yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we have fun. I know we're like belaboring here a little bit, but it's really not, because it's important information. Everything that I teach you is what I've been through. And I hope to be the model of what's available. Like, truly, I don't give a shit about what other people think about me.
I
honor it. I mean, I do. It's not like I'm not, if someone says,
no, I understand what you're saying.
I honor it, but it's no longer going to be what is going to take me away from my dream. I'm not asking permission, and I'm living, like, my soul is saying, come to Delray, Florida, spend some time. I put it out there. When I tell you this, a friend of mine who has this place rented, her condo, rents it for 20 years. This year she wanted to use it for February. Mm-hmm. So she was like, hey, listen, how about we, split the expenses here, mm-hmm. because I want to use it for February break. Now my kids are in school, so it doesn't matter to me.
Right.
But I completely manifested this beautiful place at a rate that usually it's way, way expensive to be down.
Right.
Very reasonable rate. Beautiful place that it's affordable and it's fun. And I'm living life.
Good.
I'm living life. Good. Like the other day I sat down and there was a salamander here with me and I had a great conversation with him.
Absolutely.
But it was because it was life. And I'm like, this is what it's about, right? Like you with your children, you getting out there. It's about activating and igniting the soul. That's why we're here.
Yes.
And I'm telling you,
I know how high my vibration is right now.
Girl, you are on fire.
Yay. Thank you. All right. So for everybody else, I am going to go ahead and put in how you could book a call with me. And it's going to be in the chat. It's just simply my, even if you go to my website, Donna Rutowitz, and that's one N, DonnaRutowicz, and then / apply. And Brenda also says, it's all about the belief that you could create anything. When you trust and let go, it comes to you. 100%.
Amen.
100%. Absolutely. And Brenda, I'm going to add on to this. And this is something, Susan, you experience is, it's not just about the 5% of our brain that creates the belief. It has to happen in the 95% of the subconscious. That's
Absolutely.
The difference between therapy and DGB.
Yes.
Therapy is 5%. It has the thought. But if you don't align it with your subconscious, it doesn't matter. Think about 5% against 95%. You could say, okay, this time this belief is going to come true. This belief is going to come true. This belief is going to come true. But internally, you're like, oh, that doesn't happen to people like me. I've always had a tough life. I had 3 exes. I'm in my 4th divorce. How's this? Like, that's
right.
That's what's running on the inside. So it doesn't matter what you say in the 5. So the key is the alignment, bringing the 5%, bringing the 95%. That's
right
when
there with you. Yeah. And it takes time.
And we learn. And that's the part too. If you think about our lives as women, If you think about a life cycle of a child, you have infancy. Now that child cannot survive on its own without a caretaker. And I think sometimes as women, we're so vulnerable, we cannot survive alone without the protection and the sanctity of a coach, of a group, of a sisterhood.
Yeah,
because we're that vulnerable. And we're so broken and we're so tired. The vultures are circling.
Yeah.
And we just need someone to come and hold us and get us to that point, right? Now when you're ready, now you become a toddler, right? And you're learning, you're surfer crawling, right? Furniture crawling.
That's
and then
it.
You're learning to walk. And it's the same thing here, right? It's all a process. It's all, and you learn and then you'll also do things. You're like, wow, that didn't work out the way I wanted. Yeah. Wasn't the outcome. But instead of belaboring it and talking about what you did wrong and, oh my God, it always happens to me. See, again, yet again, this happened. We're just like, isn't that interesting how that turned out? Huh. Okay, I'm going to do this now.
Or as I say, I'll just start to laugh like, oh my goodness, look at that.
Look at that. Exactly.
Instead of being angry, it's like, oh my goodness, let me just go this way. Oh, that was so silly.
It was so silly. And you look at it, and when you look at it, it actually, you don't have to figure out which way to go. If you just give it enough time, the path will present itself.
It does.
Miraculously. And you're like, oh, okay, this is the path that I need. So
that meditation helps a lot.
What was that? The meditation. Meditation.
Just quieting the mind and listening to your inner voice makes all the difference.
Yep. 100% has to be a daily practice.
Yes,
it has to be daily practice. That quieting of the mind is how we connect to the field.
You don't have to do it for a long period of time. I sometimes do it just driving in the car.
Me too.
Or just sitting. You know,
15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes at night is more than enough.
Taking Rosie for a walk, who's been, by the way, extremely good.
She's been very good.
We'll have to go out for a walk now.
Me too. I'm going to go out for a walk and enjoy this beautiful weather. And you too, have a great rest of the day.
Jackie, you're still there. I love you.
See you later. Bye.
Love you guys.